Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for The Bigger Picture, and the focus has been oil amid freezing temperatures in the United States.
Yeah, so that is going to be in the frame for quite some time, and that has, of course, put U.S. oil production under the spotlight. 40% of it offline right now, and that's pushing up oil prices. Also going higher, 10-year bond yields hitting one-year highs around 1.32% overnight. And Bitcoin, new highs, breaking above $52,000 per coin. So all that in frame, let's get a bigger picture with Sunny Hammett. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, let's start with the big headline right now. We've got a big freeze in the Texas state, and that is becoming a bit of a global oil market crisis. More than 4 million barrels a day of output now offline. What's your takeaway from this? How much of a problem is this going to be for global oil markets?
Well, there's just so many factors coming into play. The weather in the U.S., no one's really sure whether this is going to last. And even if it thaws out, then the big question is whether some of the facilities will need time to reopen and restart back again. And again, there's the other side, which is the demand side, which is picking up in the U.S. because the economy is showing signs of a pickup. So when you see all these things coming together, one could say that maybe over the short run, you potentially could see oil prices moving a bit more higher. But again, this is a seasonal or a one-time event kind of situation. So I won't bet my money on oil price moving in an upward trajectory over the long run.
Hey, Sunny, also keeping investors on their toes is what's going on in the bond space, especially with the yields moving quite fast, not as high as what, or higher than what people are looking out for. So the 10-year bonds pushing 1.33% at one point, and it's come back down slightly now at 1.27%. Sunny, what's going on with bonds right now? Why is it fluctuating so much? And yesterday, of course, hitting a one-year high.
There's a lot of talk about increasing inflation expectation, and I think this boils back down to Biden's fiscal package, relatively large. In fact, not relatively, extremely large fiscal package. It's about $2 trillion. Last year itself, U.S. Congress passed in total about $4 trillion, so it's about 50% of what we had last year. So add all together with the fact that the U.S. economy is, again, showing signs of a pickup, I think, and oil with oil prices at these price at these levels, I think it's simple to see that basically markets pricing in higher inflationary expectation, and I think that's showing up on the 10-year yields and such. Having said that, I won't be surprised if some of the uptick is also related to maybe a little bit more risk premium as more debt issuances come out, and the market is kind of penalizing U.S. treasuries with a slightly higher risk premium.
Yeah, Sunny, the typical relationship between bonds and stocks is inverse. So when yields are up, you've got the stock market down. Is that relationship still intact with this sort of new normal with the backdrop of central bank easing right now? Is that something to expect?
Good question. Yeah, typically speaking, and given the amount of debt that we're seeing in the markets today, both on the corporate level, sovereign level, household level, there are some estimates which I've seen, I've read about, which says that maybe another 20, 30 basis point move in yields will start to show up as a negative factor on the stock markets. But we've just seen so many things go against normal principles, that I will not be surprised if the amount of liquidity in the market itself could still push risky assets higher despite higher yields. So we may be entering a part of the period whereby these two things, which don't normally happen, will take place, means higher yields and yet higher stock markets.
So that could be interesting. We are joining Sunny Hammett. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Now, Sunny, one of the data points came out overnight from the U.S. economy. U.S. retail sales rose 5.3% in January. That is the biggest gain in 7 months. So rebounding from a slight drop in December. Is that a strong signal that the rally on Wall Street will just push on because the economy seems to be picking up quite well?
It's a confluence of factors. I think the stimulus checks is one thing. But at the same time, the wealth effect may also be permeating into the economy. As we see, stocks have gone up, bonds are steady. There's even now indication and data showing us that the property market in the U.S. is starting to gain steam. So all in all, I think people are feeling a bit more confident in the U.S., and therefore that's what we're seeing in terms of the consumption and retail numbers.
Yeah, and of course, we can't leave out Bitcoin. That has been sweeping up a lot of interest. Sunny, it's now breaking above $52,000 per coin. Is there a bit of FOMO going on here, driving up prices? Even the big guys, the big institutions are jumping on the bandwagon. Does that give some sort of floor or support to prices with this in the frame right now?
I think it's the latter. If you look at it from a traditional perspective, that the way it's gone up, it's 4x since the middle of last year and such, you would say that this is a bubble. But when you look at it from the other side of the fence, which is this is an adoption phase, we are seeing more and more institutions come in, we're seeing more and more individuals come in. We haven't reached a point whereby everybody's interested in it. Ask anybody, obviously about 10-15% at most of people interested in it. So until we get about 50-60%, this thing is just going to move one way because demand is outstripping supply and we know supply is limited.
Now, hey, Sunny, how many Bitcoins do you have in your portfolio right now?
You're not supposed to tell anybody because it's hackable.
All right. We've been chatting with Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Sunny, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.